Blog Talk Radio.
I just love that music. Love that intro there. Hey, good morning, everyone. Good afternoon, good evening, wherever and whenever you may be listening to us from across the globe. Welcome to another episode of The Doctors Are In here on the Psychic Talk Radio Network. This is Dax Carlisle. I'm coming to you live from Tucson, Arizona. I'm a life coach, tarot advisor, and numerologist. And joining me, as always, on Fridays, my favorite fabulous co-host, certified life coach and spiritual teacher, Dr. Rose Wilkerson. She's coming to us live from Berkeley, California. Let's bring her on here. Hey, Rose, another Friday. Yay.
Hey, Dax. I'm so excited about today, actually. And hey, hello to everybody. And thank you so much for listening.
Hello.
Hello.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's our monthly there's a mantra for that segment, and so Dr. Rose is going to fill us in on some cool mantra stuff, and maybe we'll get a mantra of the month. I've got my card of the day and my numerology of the day all set to go here. Oh, we're also a live call-in show, you know, besides doing the there's a mantra for that segment of the show. The phone lines are going to be wide open all show long. Yeah, you can call in. Open lines, and you can also ask questions about different things. You know, we cover everything on this show, from life coaching to hypnosis and energy healing, tarot, numerology, psychic development, you know, the whole gamut. So if you have a burning question, you can ask us. You can also ask for some free life coaching and maybe a tarot mini reading right here live on air. So give us a ring at 714-816-4628. As soon as you get through, press 1 on the dial pad. That lets us know you want to be live on air with us. Otherwise, we assume you're just listening to the show, and that's perfectly fine as well. You can join us on the chat post on our Psychic Talk Radio Facebook group. Now, you can go over there if you're on Facebook and search it, but the fastest way is just open a new tab in your browser. You just type in psychictalk.net chat, and that'll take you right to the chat post for today's show, psychictalk.net/chat. And you can chat with us in there. You can ask questions in there. You can even request, as I said, some, you know, free life coaching, tarot mini readings, things like that. Maybe you want to know some numerology. You know, what's my personal year number? Here we are 4 months in already, 2021. So, yeah, you could chat with us there. But, of course, we'd love to chat with you live on air. So give us a ring at 714-816-4628. Today's show is sponsored by the Tarot Guild, the international organization for tarot lovers, students, and professional readers. Since 2004, yeah, we're in our 17th year. And we have this wonderful new, well, it's not that new. It's only a couple years. it's new to us because we had a static website for the Tarot Guild for like 10 years, and then the servers crashed. So we said, oh, well, we got to make a new website anyway. Let's make a really whiz-bang one. So this is actually a social networking platform, similar to Facebook and the other big social media platforms out there. You know, you can do the friending and private messaging. Mm-hmm. We've got group forums and all that stuff. And you can join as an associate member free. You just click sign up at the top of any page. Go over to thetarotguild.com and check it out. We'd love to hang out with you there. So let's see. Before we get into the mantra of the month, and there's a mantra for that segment. I got the card of the day and the numerology of the day. I do a post. I try to do it every day. You know, life gets in the way sometimes. I've been doing a lot of, you know, medical tests and things going on in my life right now. And so I don't necessarily get it out every day, you know, but I try to. I had a really nice post yesterday. Got another one for you. Today on the Tarot Guild website, you just go to thetarotguild.com, click on articles, and you'll find all the posts there. I call it my Dax's Daily Dose of Tarot and Numerology. Today's, I titled it, Remember, You Have the High Ground. The Tarot and Numerology for Friday, April 30th, 2021. The Seven of Wands. We're going to talk a little bit about that. So yesterday, Rose, we had the Seven of Pentacles. So we're kind of continuing that seven energy from yesterday and the theme of communication. Plus, we're adding in some creativity because it's a three-day. Both the day, the 30th, reduces to three. Three plus zero is three. And the whole date adds up to 12. One plus two is three. So three is from the creativity numbers subgroup, three, six, and nine. Three is creativity, communication, and numerology. It resonates with creative expression, social interaction, optimism, has a playfulness to it. It's often known as the number of the comedian and the joker, Dr. Rose. And it's youthful and positive, artistic, charming. And then we've got that seven energy again, where there's introspection going on and investigation and assessment and things along those lines here. And of course, wands, it's the Seven of Wands. And wands is that fire element in tarot. So the Seven of Wands is very passionate, full of zeal, creativity, motivation. So what I said for today is, you know, here we are, as I just mentioned a minute ago, Rose, that, you know, we're at the end of April. I mean, look at that. It's May tomorrow. I mean, I can't believe that. And
yeah.
So, you know.
Time is flying by.
Here we, what was that?
I said time is flying by.
It's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
I know, it's like, oh boy, you know, I'm trying to do some things and it's like, well, the year's going to be gone before I get to what I'm doing, right? But what I said in my post, in my article was that, you know, hopefully you've been making progress on the changes you want to make in 2021. Remember, the world year number is five, so that's change. It's also high energy, you get a lot done, and it's an adventurous number. You know, you want to be playful with things. You want to be adventurous, you know. So hopefully you're making progress with the changes and you're letting go of beliefs and physical objects and thoughts and even relationships that, you know, no longer serve you, as we saw yesterday. In yesterday's post, I talked about that as well. And you're making new relationships, new, you know, a new career, starting a new business or project. And, you know, we're 4 months in. So, you know, you've probably made progress now, and perhaps it's time for you to bring what you've created into the world. And as with anything else, you're going to hit some resistance and competition. But this is a good thing. Competition lets you know that what you're offering has value. Otherwise, others wouldn't be doing it too, right? Right, Rose?
That's right. That's correct.
And it also allows you to see what others are doing in the space. You know, how can you do things differently and better? Like yesterday with that seven energy, you know, take a step back and evaluate the competition and your offering. Tap into that three energy and look for how you can promote, communicate, you're offering differently from the competition, and use your creativity to set yourself apart from the rest. Show those that you serve that you're passionate about what you're doing, and ask yourself, you know, what is the competition doing wrong? How can I improve on what's already out there? And be sure to tap into your core values with everything from marketing to execution, and do it all with integrity. Now you have the high ground when you do that. And when you take a look at the images of the Seven of Wands from the Llewellyn deck and also from the Rider-Waite-Smith deck, the Waite-Smith, I actually had the Radiant version up here as well as the Llewellyn version. You can see them on the article if you go head over to thetarotguild.com and click on articles. It should be the very first article. Click on the title, it'll open it up, and you can see the images. And they're pretty similar, two figures, and they're holding a staff. They're, you know, the wand. In this case, it's a staff, and they're fending off these six other staves that are coming up from below, sort of like they're being attacked and they're fending off an attack, you know, kind of thing. But in both cards, you can clearly see that they have the high ground. Mm-hmm. So that's the thing you want to remember today. So there you go. There's the numerology and the tarot card of the day. And let's see, what else did I want to mention? Of course, I don't want to forget this because it is the last day of the month, Rose, and that means it's the last day for the April specials at the Tarot Guild. We've got a special for professional tarot readers as well as one for people that are new to tarot that want to take our course. So head over to thetarotguild.com, and right there on the homepage, you're going to see a couple of banners you can click on. The first one's green. It says April special, 10% off our professional membership and CTR certification. So with that special, if you're a professional reader already, you can join our professional membership and get your CTR certification. That's the Certified Tarot Reader. And the CTR is already discounted 40%. From what non-members pay for our pro members. And so you're going to get with this special an additional 10% off on top of that. That's right. And if you're new to tarot, right below that banner is a blue banner. It has my tarot by the numbers on it. That's my tarot and numerology course. And you can enroll in my course and you're going to get your professional membership at the Tarot Guild and your CTR certification free. It's included with your enrollment in the course. And that way, when you're, you know, maybe you're not ready to get certified right now, you're new to tarot, you can learn tarot, you can practice, and when you're ready, your application fee for the CTR certification is already paid for, your membership is already paid for. So go check that out at thetarotguild.com. And one other thing I wanted to mention is, you know, we don't do this a lot, but, you know, talking about the network. But I wanted to put out there because I revamped the Become a Host or Sponsor information page at psychictalk.net. And you can just click on Become a Host or Sponsor at the top of any page, or type in your browser, psychictalk.net/join us, because there's a lot of ways that you can get involved with Psychic Talk Radio, with our network, and be seen as the expert and a leader in your field. You could become a sponsor of the network, individual shows, the entire network, and you could also become a host. And there's a lot of ways you can do that. We have pre-recorded shows, you know, maybe you'd like to just record episodes at your own leisure. They could be audio only or they could be video. They go on to our YouTube channel as well as Blog Talk Radio and, you know, all of our outlets like iTunes, Google Play, Podbean, Spreaker, and dozens of other outlets as well. Another way you can join us as a host is you can become a staff co-host on live shows. And this is sort of like a roving host kind of thing where you'll be put on with other co-hosts on a live show during the week. And the third way you can joined us as a host is you could start your own radio show. So again, it can be a pre-recorded or live radio broadcast or video cast, but unlike the staff co-host that I just mentioned, in this case, you get to choose the day and time slot for your show. You get to choose your own co-hosts if you choose to have any at all. And you get to choose the name of your show as well. And you can do a weekly show. You can do a bi-weekly show. You can do a monthly show. And it's all right there, all the information on the host page, psychytalk.net/join us. You can read up on all of that. You can also become a sponsor on the network. And what that does is we promote you and your business. You're featured weekly on all of our shows and promote it through our vast social media properties. We have the social media groups and pages out there, Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, and our websites, thetarotguild.com, psychytalk.net, as well as all of our outlets that I, like I mentioned before, YouTube and iTunes and Google Play and Podbean and Spreaker and Blog Talk Radio, you know, the largest streaming website out there. And of course, we're picked up automatically by dozens and dozens and dozens of podcast aggregators as well. So there you go. Go check that out. You know, we're looking for new talented, you know, psychics and mediums, tarot readers, oracle and angel card readers, animal communicators, astrologers. Oh, we would love to get animal communicators. I love pet psychics. And astrologers. We haven't had any astrologers on the network. I would love to have a whole show with two or three astrologers, Rose. And numerologists, spiritual and intuitive life coaches, energy healers like Reiki practitioners, EFT practitioners, and, you know, any similar related practitioner, we'd love for you to join us. So go over to our website for the network, psychotalk.net, and check out about becoming a host or a sponsor on the show. There we go. So that's all I've got for right now. And I'll give out the phone number. If you're sitting on the fence out there, this is the time to call in and secure your spot on the show here at 714-816-4628. We'd love to chat with you. So, Rose, here we go. It is there's a mantra for that segment.
It is time for there's a mantra for that. I love talking about mantras, and I love chanting them as well. And, you know, I love the concept of this episode. So last time, let's see, we're in April. This comes before April. Is it March, January, February, March? Okay, yeah. Okay, so March. I can't remember. So in March, I talked about what mantras are, right? So you want to be able to listen to that show. I think that was on March 26th, in case you're thumbing through our archives. And today I'm going to talk about mantras do work. That's basically the topic, that mantras work. A lot of times people are a little bit confused about that. And there are a lot of reasons for that. Sometimes people think of mantras as, because they're a part of, they're often incorporated in religious practices, that they're only for achieving a higher state of consciousness. And that's true for all Sanskrit mantras, I'll put it that way, right? But they also have very real world effects. You know, here on the earth plane where we are in our material world, mantras can actually affect this world as well. If you think about it, everything is consciousness. So whether you're chanting just to have a higher state of consciousness or to be in connection with the creator, God or goddesses or, you know, whatever the reason, whatever you want to call it, that's fine. But you can also chant for a material benefit or a real world benefit as well. So I wanted to give you a couple of stories first, and then I'll go into some helpful hints for making a mantra work, and then I'll give you the mantra for the month. Or at least until the next time we do this show, right? So one, a couple of stories that where mantras actually work. So I met a guy who's a mantra teacher. He's actually a certified teacher in a particular program, and I'll talk to you a little bit about that after the story. But he was actually a soldier, a military soldier. I believe he was in the Middle East somewhere. And he and his, I don't know, platoon, I guess you could call it, were in a firefight. And I think they were almost like an ambush situation. They had fire all around them, got bullets whizzing by their heads and whatnot. And he had been chanting mantras, you know, during the, you know, whenever their downtime is, right? And, but they were in the situation where they were kind of surrounded and trying to figure a way out of that area. And he said that he saw a car that was ahead of, that was straight ahead. And he said, you know, it would have made sense to go there to help use the car as cover, you know, until they make their next move to, you know, get out of the area. But he decided to go left instead. Like something told him to go left and run off that way. And so his whole platoon followed him. And just moments after they had left that area, went left, you know, as his intuition had guided him to do so, the car, the one where it would have made sense for them to go to, actually blew up. And so what was really interesting about it, he was saying, you know, mantras, he said, these mantras actually do work. If you, he said, I chanted mantras for protection all of the time. And that's a real world effect. Now, this guy, he's a, just to let you know, he's a mantra teacher. He's been certified as a mantra teacher. For those of you who have been listening to me talk about mantras, you probably heard me mention the book Healing Mantras by Thomas Ashley Ferrand. And what is it? Although Thomas Ashley Ferrand is no longer, you know, living here on the earth plane with us, he has a company that, or his wife actually runs this organization and company where you can learn to be a mantra teacher if you want to, or you learn how to do like certain ceremonies or things of that nature. And their website is sanskritmantra.com if you're curious. But this man who told me the story is actually a mantra teacher through that program. So I just wanted to let you know, kind of make that connection. You know, I've had the opportunity to meet some of the, a couple of the mantra teachers out of the program. And, you know, they're really great people. Story. Anyway, so remember, we're talking about mantras do work. Another example is my own personal example. There's a mantra that's called Shreem Brzee. Shreem is a Sanskrit mantra. It's been known for, I don't know, thousands of years, right? And Brzee is more recent, and that came to intuitively in a way in a sacred reading to a man called Dr. Bhaskaran Pillai. And it's a mantra that helps to eradicate or get rid of poverty, you know, which is the opposite of prosperity. So Shreem actually attracts prosperity, and Brzee actually repels poverty. And so he's given this mantra out for since the 90s, I believe. And a lot of people have had wonderful success with it, and I've used it myself. So the first time I used it, I chanted for a bit. And a few days after that, I actually got a job at the Pillai Center. This is the Dr. Pillai's company, right? And I received this job offer, which was fantastic because it helped me to pay my own bills. And it also helped me to stay at home to help my mom take care of my dad, who was disabled at the time. So it was exactly what I needed. I just chanted Shreem Brzee every day about 108 times a day, and that popped up. And then also I have, you know, either listened to the music version of it or chanted the mantra not too long ago, maybe a week ago or two. And sometimes and what's interesting, Dax, is that money will pop up. Like, you know, I used to be an Uber driver and Lyft driver years ago, and it was part-time, right? I wasn't doing it for a long time. But, you know, all these companies have been suing Uber over, you know, unlawful practices and things of that nature. And I've gotten some checks from some of those, you know, some of those lawsuits, because I happen to be working during the time, you know, indicated in the lawsuit. So sometimes I'll get $100 here. It could be $30 there. I'm not saying it's like real big money, but whenever I seem to, you know, listen to Shereen Brzee, I get some money back. I even got a check. I think the more recent one was about 2 weeks ago where I received a check from one of my insurance companies for overpayment. So, hey, there you go, right? Shereen Brzee actually works. And then there's another example, and I'm going to connect this to one of the helpful hints a little bit later, but there's a man that I remember in the book Healing Mantras that Thomas actually Farran talks about, who really wanted to earn $1 million through his business. He actually had a business, and he wanted to earn $1 million. So he gave him a mantra for Lakshmi. Goddess Lakshmi is the goddess of wealth and abundance. And when you chant her mantras, you can actually attract that. So what was interesting about this guy in particular is that he chanted the mantra at least 108 times for one full year. And he ended up earning $1 million out of his business, like he said. Now, this is one of a conversation about being committed, right? But well, I'll talk about that a little bit later. But, you know, as I said before, mantras are sound frequencies. And depending upon what you're using the mantra for, sometimes it takes time for what you desire, what your intention is, to appear or to manifest. You know, it's not instantaneous all the time. Some mantras can be, and it depends upon, you know, where you get the mantra from, or, you know, do you have like a guru who has the spiritual power that he or she can put into it to give to you. But it's not always instantaneous. When you chant mantras, you really are changing your karma. But a lot of times karma is like an onion. It has these layers that have to be peeled back. And it can take some time, but if you do it consistently every day, it will bring you closer to your goal. So like, for example, you know, let's say you work a job 40 hours a week and you earn $10 an hour. And so that, you know, most people will understand that, you know, that's barely allowing you to be able to live, you know, even if you don't have any dependents or too much debt or credit card debt or anything like that, that's a low amount of money. Now, if your desire or your intention to chant a mantra, let's say a Lakshmi mantra to bring in prosperity, is to make you a millionaire, well, that's going to take some time, right? And then you also have to kind of do some work on, you know, yourself. You can't just sit around chanting mantra and expect, you know, something to show up on your doorstep all the time. You do have to put some work and some action into it. But it doesn't have to be hard or difficult. That's the thing. A lot of times we have this saying about, oh, if you really want to accomplish your goal, it takes hard work. It doesn't have to be hard. Mantras actually make things a bit easier for you. Okay? But anyway, so let me give you some tips on how mantra can work. So I'm talking about mantras actually do work. They do have real world effects. If you want to use them for something more spiritual, just connection with the creator or whatnot, that's great. But you can also chant a mantra for like earning money, getting a job, getting a raise, buying a car if you want something like that, or if you want to have more supportive friends, or you want to find a business, you know, where you're not working as long or as many hours for little money. You can chant mantras for that, or you can chant mantras for health. Now, I do want to say this, and I've said this before, that, you know, it's never one or the other. So don't think of, you know, either you chant a mantra for your health, you know, like say you have something serious like cancer, or you go to the doctor. It's never like that. But chanting a health mantra can help, you know, you find the right doctors or the right cures that you need, or, you know, whatever it is that you're in need of. It can help with that. You know, because a lot of times some of us have some bad experiences in the health industry, right? You know, so mantras can actually help you find better people who can take care of you. Or maybe, you know, there's some monies that you can apply for if you're disabled and you're not able to work. So they said mantras can do that for you. They do have real world effects. So here are some helpful hints. I have about 6 helpful hints for making the mantra work for you. The very first thing, the first at the top of the list is having a clear intention. You really have to be clear about what it is that you want to manifest. I can't tell you how many people that I have talked to and coached who said, I want to earn more money. Great. How much? No, I just want more money. No, no, no. You need to specify what you want. More money could be more pennies. Is that what you want? Or it could be quarters. What are you talking about? If you're wanting to feel more comfortable financially, what is that for you? What is that amount? It's very important that you're clear about what you want to manifest. You know, take some time, sit down, get in touch with what your desires are, and write down your intention. What do you want to manifest specifically? And then engage in either visualizing in your mind. Some people don't visualize that well. Maybe you can find magazine pictures or whatnot that kind of get at the emotional part of what you're trying to manifest. What is the life that you're really looking for? What is it that you truly desire, you know? But before we get into, you know, how to help attract that with mantras, your intention needs to be clear. Okay, very clear about what it is that you're doing. Okay, why you're chanting the mantra. The second thing is, and this is not necessarily in order, but I would say that having a clear intention is at the top of the list, if anything. Before you start chanting anything, you do want to be clear about why you're chanting it. Another thing is, believe that the mantra will work for you. You know, my question is for people, I've chanted a mantra and it doesn't work. Did you even believe that it worked in the first place? I mean, why do something if you don't really believe in it? What happens is if you don't believe in it, then what's going to happen is that you're not going to continue it, you know. Often our minds are filled with doubts and fears. These doubts and fears present blocks to it. So have some belief. If you're working on your belief, that's okay. Maybe you're struggling a little bit. But what you can do is that as a part of your chanting or a part of your intention is to ask for a sign. You can ask for a sign. Can you give me a sign that this mantra is working? You know, you can imagine talking to the mantra as if it's like a real person, or if you're into the gods and goddesses and archetypes, that you can imagine or pray to the god or goddess and say, I really want to believe in this mantra, and I want to do this practice. Can you help me with my belief? And that's okay. But you got to believe that it works. Okay? Number three, let's see. I'm going to skip down to one of the numbers here. So be committed. Be committed for the long haul. A lot of times I've run into so many people that says, oh, I've chanted a mantra for a week and nothing showed up. Well, no one says it's a magical button. You know? There are very few times that I have seen where a person chants a mantra and something happens immediately. And that's usually something else that's going on there. Sometimes if you work more with the archetypal energies and you have a great connection with them, yes, they can have that. Things can happen a lot faster, but most cases, mantras are going to take time. Usually people say that traditionally you have to chant it at least 40 days, and oftentimes it's going to be more than that. Remember, your karma, especially your negative karma, is like an onion. You know, you have to peel away. If you're a person who's wanting to, let's say, attract more money, a better job, a promotion, the reason why you don't have that right now has to do with your karma, and it's presenting a block. And the guru that I follow, Dr. Pillai, talks about how karma are your thoughts, and a lot of times our thoughts are negative, and we get it from all over the place. We can get it from people we've grown up with, people we hang around, the news, the media, whatever, but you really have to watch how you're thinking about things and what you're thinking about, or at least just watch the negativity part, right? But be committed. Be committed to chanting the mantra. Because mantras really, like I said, they do work, and they can even point you in the right direction and point you to the right resources, bring helpful people to you. The guy that I talked about earlier who wanted to earn $1 million in his business, he committed to chanting the mantra even when he didn't see anything show up for a full year. That's 365 days. And then he got the $1 million. What if I were to tell you, if you use these sounds for every day of this year, let's say we're at the beginning of a year or something, if you use these sounds every day at the beginning of the year, you'd get $1 million. Would you actually do it? That's the question. Be committed, you know, for however long you're going to chant it. If you're going to chant it 40 days, some people do 80, some people do 100 and whatever, or they just keep chanting until what they desire shows up. Be committed to it. The other thing, too, is that another helpful hint is to chant it with love. You know, love is a very, very powerful force. And that can also translate to having very strong positive feelings or vibes about what you're chanting. Remember how I talked about earlier that you want to have a clear intention, right, about what you want to manifest. But you also want to be in touch with those emotions. So a lot of people like, oh, I have to give you a good example. This is really interesting. So I remember hearing a story, actually seeing a story. There was a person who wanted to manifest a car. She needed a car to get around and do things. And so she chanted and whatnot. And guess what? A car showed up. And what happened was that it was an old car. And it was one of her siblings, I think, said, hey, I have this car. I don't want it anymore. And I understand that you need a car. How about it? And so the woman was like, Dex, she was like, I manifested this car, but it's not what I really wanted. It's old and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, dude, you manifested a car. Be happy. I mean, I don't know about you, but I don't have people offering their old cars to me, you know. That's not a thing that happens a lot. So, but you want to think positively. Even think about it as love. Like, if you're going to manifest a car, what are you doing with the car? You know, are you driving down the California coastline? Do you have like a, what do they call it, the convertible with the, you know, we can roll back the roof.
Oh, yeah.
And you feel the wind blowing in your hair. Or maybe you're taking it to the beach and all the cute ladies are showing up and saying, hey, you know. You know, get into the positive vibe. Love it. If you love what it is that you're trying to manifest, your intention, then it will help to manifest things a lot faster. You have to create that positive vibe. Some people do, when they chant mantras in a more traditional format, it's more of showing the love or having love for the archetype that's behind that mantra. And that works as well. Or you can just love what it is that you're manifesting. It's like it's already here. You're driving that car. What color is it? What model is it? How new is it? Is it old? Is it from a few years ago? Some people like classic cars, right? You know, from back in the day that still look great. Who's riding in the car with you? That kind of thing. But you have to generate that emotion. Love is best, but any kind of positive vibes will do. And then another thing is to celebrate the last one. I think it's this is number five. Celebrate your small victories. Again, it was the woman who manifested a car. She said, I needed a car for this and that and the other. Now, the car was older. I think it was an old Volkswagen or something like that. But it worked. And she manifested a car. But she was upset. And I was like, wow, you manifested a car. Even if she had in her mind a different kind of car, so what? She manifested a car. Be happy about that. It may not be your target, and that's okay. But at least you know that you manifested, what you needed. She needed a car. She chanted. Someone came up and said, "Hey, I have a car for you." Okay. Now what she needs to do is to really just get more in touch with the type of car that she truly wanted to manifest—a newer car, and really see herself and feel the positive vibes of the things that she would be doing with it. That was the only thing that was missing there. But celebrate your small victories. You know, even if you see things happening, if you're trying to manifest a business partner and you're meeting people who are interested in business, but they're, you know, being business partners, but they're not the kind of person that you want, or they're not looking for your particular kind of business, that's okay. You're manifesting people who are interested. That shows you that the mantra is working. So celebrate that. Don't look at it as a bad thing. Just look at it as a way to fine-tune what your intention is and really get into that powerful force of love and positive vibes of feeling that manifestation. Okay, the last one is, if you are having trouble manifesting, some of you have been chanting mantras for a long time, but you're not, and I mean longer than your 40 days, right? But you're not manifesting what you desire. Again, remember that some situations, depending upon what you're trying to get or what you're trying, what your intention is, it may take some time. So keep the faith, be committed. However, there is something that you can do to help yourself. And some people know this and sometimes they don't know this, but there is an archetype, Ganesha, in the Hindu tradition, or actually the Indian tradition. Ganesha is the elephant-headed god. If you might have seen pictures of him, he's kind of sitting. Maybe one leg is up and the other one is down. He may have, well, I think they're called Ladus or Modak or something like that. Ladus, it's a little bowl. It's a little, like a dessert bowl, treats, a bowl of it or something like that. But anyway, this archetype is all about removing obstacles and negativity. And so what you might want to do as a part of your chanting session is to chant a Ganesha mantra 108 times, or it could be lower, it could be 54 or 27 times, before you chant your other mantra that you're focusing on, right? So in other words, the mantra that I would give out, the Ganesha mantra I would give out is Om Gum, Om Gum. Just those two sounds, Om Gum. And because it's short, you could easily do 108 times if you want to do that. Or as I said, you could do it 27 or 54 times. And the intention that you want to put into chanting this mantra is to remove all obstacles, negativity, including doubts and fears, so that you can manifest what it is that you desire. Okay? So you can always start. A lot of rituals in India, when they're talking about the fire ceremonies or homas, as they're called, will start off in acknowledging Ganesha or chanting a Ganesha mantra. And that helps. Ganesha is like the door opener. Anything that's blocking, you know, your path is opened. So that's a little something that you can add to your chanting session. So you chant Om Gum first, 27, 54, or 108 times, your choice as to how many times you want to do it. And then you have your chanting session with the other mantra that you're doing. Okay? So how does that sound, Dax? Does this sound like some good, helpful hints?
That was great information.
Mantras? Okay.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
So now, the mantra for the month. So I really thought about it. At first, I was going to give out the Ganesha mantra,
uh-huh.
but I have given it out before, obviously, in previous conversations. But I decided to come up with something else. There is a mantra that, according to Thomas Ashley Farrand in his Healing Mantras book, is a mantra for good luck. Like good luck in meeting the right person at the right time or having the right opportunity manifest for you at the right time. And I wanted to tell you a little bit more about why this is a good luck mantra. So the other guru that I follow, Dr. Pillai, actually has broken this down. And see, this is why it's so important to know what the sounds actually represent. People don't always know mantras to this degree. So the mantra is Saravanabhava, Saravanabhava. And if you go to our chat post in, what is it, the Psychic Talk Radio Facebook group, I think you can find it at
right.
Psychic Talk www.mindfulnessmedia.net/chat, and you'll see our post there. I'm trying to find it on my thing here, but, oh, I see. I kind of blocked it with this other thing. All right, so let me get there. So I posted what is a guide. It's a full, it's like a, you know, a long picture that explains this mantra. And at the bottom of that guide, it's all red colored and everything. It's really quite beautiful. So you want to take a look at it. So the breakdown of the sound of Saravana Bhava, Sa gives you charm to attract everybody. That's pretty cool, right? Ra, well, let me say, Sada, yeah. Ra, R-A, brings all forms of wealth to you. Va, V-A, destroys debts, diseases, and enemies. Na prevents problems before they arise. Ba gives happiness. And Ba, again, and this particular Ba at the end destroys evil and negative forces. The same with destroying debts and diseases and things of that nature. So you can see how that is a mantra of luck, right? You're attracting charm. You know, you have charm and, you know, attracting people. You're attracting wealth and happiness, problems, destroying any kind of negativity, problems, debts, diseases, problems before they arise, the evil and all that kind of stuff. So if you chant Om, so the mantra that I'm giving is Om. I always like to start off my mantras with Om, right? So Om, Saravana Bhava. Om, Saravana Bhava. Make sure that you do come to our Psychic Talk Radio Facebook group, or you can put it in your browser, psychictalk.net/chat, and you'll be able to see that picture. That picture you can download and keep. And then I also posted a musical version of Dr. Pillai chanting that mantra. It's nice. You can listen to it. It's very pleasant to listen to. Even if you feel sometimes, you know, when you're doing your mantra practice, a lot of karmic issues, a lot of negativity can pop up, and sometimes you don't. You can, you know, you can't chant for whatever reason. I've had that happen a few times. Then just play this song, you know, play that mantra. And you can download it too, as I said before. Okay. And just to let you know, Saravana Bhava is connected to a particular archetype called Muruga or Kartikeya. That's another name for him. And he is Eastern in origin. He's the god of a lot. He's the god of Om and Mars and light and sound, the third eye. In fact, he was born out of Shiva's third eye. Shiva is a supreme being who's mostly known to remove karmic issues, ego, that kind of thing. He's a god of Muruga is a god of wisdom and miracles, the Pallades star system, if anybody's connected to that, Kundalini, Golden Age, intelligence, city powers, those are like spiritual powers that many gurus have, enlightenment, and also karma removal. On that picture that I posted in our chat, you also have the power times. Now, what are power times? So these are enhanced times to chant the mantra, and that's on Tuesdays. Tuesdays are associated with Mars, the planet Mars, and Muruga is the ruler of Mars, okay? The sixth moon, you need to be, this is a part of the Vedic calendar, I'll say for that. So you'll need to get a tool for tracking the Vedic calendar, because our moon phases and their moon phases might be a little bit different, or I don't know, anyway. But, you know, you want to do that. Mars hours, there are times, every time of the, almost like every hour of the day represents a certain kind of energy, and there are hours that are specifically related to Mars. You know, remember, Mars is also the planet or the god of war, and warrior-type archetypes invoked during either a Mars aura during the day, a Mars hour, or Tuesdays, or the sixth moon, that kind of thing. And then there are also some symbols that are there for Muruga as well. But at the very bottom, again, there's the what we call the foundational mantra, the Saravana Bhava, which will bring you all types of good luck. So I think everybody could use that now, right? You know, we're moving into this new age. We've been things have changed a lot. There's a lot of online jobs that people have, or people are having to find new jobs or find a job. You know, chant this mantra, Om Saravana Bhava. Do it every day. And keep doing it until you, you know, achieve what you desire. Remember, you need to have your intention. Be very clear. And then what you can do is, like, before you chant, just state, here's my intention for chanting this mantra. Just, you can even just state it for yourself, right, so that you're clear. Try not to, it's never a good idea just to chant a mantra just, you know, almost like you're listening to elevator music in the elevator because you have to. Never view it as a chore. You know, view it as an opportunity to manifest what you truly desire. So make sure your intention is clear. Believe that it'll work. If you're having some difficulties, you can chant Om Gum, you know, 27 and 54 times first, and then you can chant Om Saravana Bhava. Be committed to it. Chant until you get what it is that you desire. Chant with love. You know, visualize what you want. Have those positive feelings. Visualize what it is that you desire. See it manifest. You can do that even before you start your chanting session. So it'll be a lot easier for you to be into, you know, to get into the chanting session. And then be sure to celebrate all of your victories, big and small. Again, if you manifest something close to what you want, be great about it. Be grateful. Be happy. You at least have done that. So all you have to do is probably just fine-tune some things, and then what you truly desire will come to you. So that is my session for this, a mantra for that. What do you think, Dex?
That was great, Dr. Rose. And I like what you were saying, especially about, you know, being grateful. And sometimes we are so focused on, you know, it has to come this way or it has to be this specific thing, that we block the universe from bringing us something even better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We're also going to see if we can squeeze in some phone calls before the end of the show today. So this is the time to call in. If you haven't called in yet, 714-816-4628. As soon as you get through, remember to press 1 on your dial pad. That lets us know you want to be live on air. Press 1 on the dial pad there and call us in. Call into us at 714-816-4628. Before we go to the phone lines, do you want to let everybody know what's coming up on the network for the next week through to Sunday? I think Sharona has her show.
Sure. So on Saturday, which is tomorrow, 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. Most of our shows at 11 a.m. Pacific and 2 p.m. Eastern. There's one that isn't. But we have the Wisdom of the Soul. I'm sorry. Let me go backtrack. Saturday, May 1st, there's a rock for that with host Mary Brown. And she's talking about telekinesis with Bob Harshman. And then the crystal guest is Golden Healer Court. So telekinesis, check it out. I always wondered if you could really move things with your mind, you know. I recently saw some videos and some advertisement on Facebook where these people were interacting with elements like air and water and things of that nature. And it would be great just to watch a show like that. So Saturday, telekinesis with guest Bob Harshman and also crystal guest Golden Healer Court, and that's with Mary Brown. There's a rock for that, 11 a.m. Pacific and 2 p.m. Eastern. On Monday at the same time, we have the Wisdom of the Soul show with Janice Fuchs. The Compassionate Light Healing and Guidance Hour with Catherine Hahn is actually going on spring break for the month of May. So she will return in June, but for now, we don't have a Wednesday show. And then the following Friday, we have The Doctors Are In with yours truly and Dr. Dax. And we will be talking about the Transform Your Life with Magical Angel Sigils, Part 1. Are we doing that? I thought we were doing that in June. Am I wrong?
It's May. It's in May.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. No, I really okay. Let me discuss that because I really have that in my mind, Eugene. Sorry about that, guys. So we'll I will promise we will do the Transform Your Life with Magical Angel Sigils. Maybe I will start it next Friday. It's on the agenda for now, so we'll stick with the agenda for the moment. And of course, that's at 11 a.m. Pacific time and 2 p.m. Eastern. So. And there you have it. That's what's coming up for the week. And you can find out, if you ever want to find out what our upcoming shows are, just go to psychictalk.net/upcoming, and you'll see all the shows that we have lined up all the way through June.
That's right. I also wanted to mention, because Sharona does her show every other Sunday, she'll be on May 9th. Sunday, May 9th, and her show is Magic Universe with Sharona, and she's got a special guest, Susan Wands, and she's the author of a book series, Magic and Fool, a series with tarot. It's very, very interesting, something different, and they're going to be talking about Pamela Coleman's, the creator, illustrator of the Waitsmith deck. And these stories are based on that, so it's going to be a fascinating show May 9th. Be sure to put that on your calendar. Listen to Sharona and her guest, Susan Wands. Let's see here. So who's been waiting the longest? Let's go to the switchboard here. Looks like area code 614. Caller, are you there? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Philson, and I'm calling from Ohio.
Ohio, okay. I didn't quite catch the name, though. What was the name again?
Philson.
Philson?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Cool.
All righty, from Ohio. What would you like to chat about today?
I had a question about my career. I've started a blog.
Okay.
And I'm not sure if this is a good start that'll lead me into the right direction, or if this is just it, or how this is going to proceed, or if I'm even going in the right direction. I think I'm pretty sure that I want to be an entrepreneur or work for myself, but I just need advice on the career.
Absolutely. So cards on that, I'm getting 4 out of 5 major arcana cards. And in tarot, major arcana means major life changes. They're also all yes cards, using this as a yes-no spread. Are you, with your original question, are you on the right track? Is this going to help you? Are you going in the right direction? It's a big 4 fat yeses out of 5. So can't get much better than that. I mean, it's no accident that you called in today getting the judgment card, which is the cosmic wake-up call. It's like, yes, Filsa, hello. And the magician card. The magician card is showing up to remind you that you're the one in control, that you can manifest this exactly how you want it to be. And then the emperor card talking about leadership and stability and wealth and order and confidence. And it's talking about worldly power, having confidence, and, really stepping into that, being your own self-made woman. The entrepreneur thing is definitely where you need to go. Now, it's going to require a shift in foundation. So the main focus card is the Tower card. And this is one of the cards in tarot that people hate to see pop up because it looks scary and everything like that, but it's really not. Sometimes it can show up when there's sudden unexpected change, which can be kind of abrupt and seems scary and so forth like that. But there's other essences and meanings to this card, and one of them is this shift in foundations I just mentioned. And what that means is reframing things and shifting your mindset a little bit. So the only thing holding you back right now is that. You haven't made the shift yet and gone, you know, like, go for it kind of thing. Yeah. And the Knight of Cups also comes in. Cups is water, which is emotions, and has a lot of different meanings. But what I'm feeling with this right now is it's talking about if you pursue this, this is what's going to be most emotionally satisfying for you. In other words, rather than just another job or even a career, you're becoming the entrepreneur. You're designing your business, how you create value and serve others, and which actually a lot of the Card of the Day article was about that today. So if you haven't read that yet, you might want to pop over to thecarolguild.com and click on articles, and you can read my article for the Card of the Day and the numerology of the day today as well. It talks all about that, actually, really. It's perfect timing that you called in. But, yes, this is looking really, really good. Now you just have to decide, okay, creating value for other people that is using the skills and abilities I have or ones that I can acquire that's in alignment with my goals and in alignment with what's going to be emotionally fulfilling to you, which is connected to what you're passionate about. So you look at what you're passionate about, and it's the intersection of these three things, really. That's how you create value for other people, and how you can be really successful at it, because you're coming from a place where it's something that you basically think of, okay, this is my passion. This is what is emotionally fulfilling for me to do, okay? Now, how do I solve somebody else's big problem that relates to this? And then that creates value. And now you've got a business. So I hope that helped you out.
Yeah, that did. That helped me out. Awesome. So I'm going to ask this some more.
Yeah, you want to get a crystallized vision of really what it is, and you can start off by, you know, like you said, thinking about it. You want to take some time to yourself. It doesn't have to be a lot of time. It could be 5 or 10 minutes, you know, every day, maybe a couple times a day. Maybe first thing when you wake up in the morning, and the last thing you do at night is you think about this. Because then you'll be programming your dreams as well to give you information and hints that you need. And you start to put it together. Okay, so I'm in the future now. I'm doing my business as an entrepreneur. What does that look like? You know, what am I doing on a daily basis? You know, am I traveling? Am I out in public? Or am I at home doing it from my computer? Or have I rented an office space to do this? What does that look like? What does it sound like? What does it feel like? Really get in touch with the feeling aspect of it, the emotions, you know, how great that's going to be, that you're creating value, you're solving somebody's problem, but it's also in alignment with what's fulfilling to you and that you're passionate about. And you get to make money doing it, you know. And money is just an energy exchange, so you have to create value for the other person.
Yeah. Correct.
Yeah. So there you go.
Thank you.
Okay.
Have a great day.
Thanks for the call.
You too.
Appreciate
thank you for calling in. Yeah.
Enjoy the rest of your weekend there. I don't know if you had any life coaching words of wisdom, Dr. Rose, for Filson, but I think she already knows. You know, it's pretty clear.
Yeah, I think I think what she said was fantastic.
So, I think the something was escaping me when I was talking to her, and I had to go back to my article, and because I couldn't remember what I was trying to remember there, it was core values. That's what I want her to get in alignment with. You know, what's your mm-hmm. what are your core values? Can you do this with integrity? And it's really an easy formula. And we've been giving it out on the show for, you know, a long time now, where it's really very simple. You it looks more complicated and difficult than it really is. But it just takes some time to think about these things. It's not that complicated, but it takes time. Because you have to really be honest with yourself, and sometimes that's hard for people. And you have to spend some alone time, journal, write things down, program your dreams, start thinking about, you know, what are my core values, what am I really passionate about, and what would be fulfilling for me as an entrepreneur, what type of business, and finding that intersection between that and the people you're serving them with integrity, and what big problem are you solving for them? The bigger the problem, the better. And you also look at your skills and abilities, and if you don't think you have all the skills and abilities that you need, you go out and get them. And nowadays it does not take a long time, does it, Rose? Because we have the internet.
That's correct.
Right. You can go on Udemy and take some courses and classes to learn just about anything. You can go on YouTube and type in, how do I do this? How do I do that? What's a technique for this? What's a technique for that? It's all out there, and it's either free or relatively inexpensive. You know, Udemy, you sign up for Udemy, and they always have these sales, $11.99 and $15.99 and $18.99. I mean, yeah, people go to university and spend, you know, $36,000 a semester, you know. For $18, you can learn how to solve someone's problem, you know. And it's just finding the intersection of these things, because you don't want to just do something because I can make money at it. Right, Rose?
That's correct.
You want to look for something that intersects with what you're passionate about. Something you could wake up every day and say, wow, I am excited for this day because I'm going to be able to solve this problem for people, and I'm doing what I like to do on a daily basis and so forth, you know. And this is, you know, it's one of the hidden gems, the hidden positives of this time that we're going through from the beginning of last year, 2020, till now, where we're almost halfway through 2021, the last year and 4 months, soon to be a year and 6 months. Oh my God, going too fast. But, you know, we look at all the negative things, people losing their jobs and people having to change the way they work and all this kind of thing. But there's always the other side of the coin. And the other side of the coin is, this is an opportunity for people to reinvent themselves and to do what they really want to do instead of just working at the job because it makes a paycheck. The other thing is, and we'll go to the next call. I think we have time to take one more call, but the other thing is valuable to your client as well as to you and your bottom line and your income. You know, you're kind of set when you do the job, even a career. You know, you got to get those promotions. You got to get those pay increases. There's a ceiling to things. when you're an entrepreneur, there's no ceiling. It's, you know, how many clients do I want to see? And if you max out on clients, how can I turn this whole thing that I'm doing into a group program where I can service, you know, dozens of people at once instead of one-on-one? Or maybe you really like the one-on-ones, so you decide to do that. But it's the difference between making $20 an hour versus you're solving a problem and you're charging $2,000. So I just wanted to leave people with that. It's food for thought. Let's see who's been waiting on the line the longest. This will be our last call. And, you know, if we don't get to you, remember, I'll be back on with I won't be back on with Mary tomorrow because it's her show. Mary will be here with There's a Rock for that. I keep forgetting, you know, it's the beginning of the month tomorrow. Oh, my God.
Right.
May 1st, Saturday, yep. There's a Rock for that. She's got a great guest. They're going to be talking – Bob and her are going to be talking about telekinesis. But she's also going to be taking phone calls and doing crystal mini readings and so forth. And, of course, we'll be back next Friday. Let's see. Where's that – oh, they dropped off. I think they dropped off.
Oh, okay.
I don't
Maybe
know.
Maybe you answered a question for them already. Yeah.
Could be. Could be, yeah. We had a caller on there, and they had pressed one on their dial pad, and they were in the queue, and then now they're not there. I don't know if they pushed the button again. Oh, yeah, they just pushed the button again and popped up there. That's what happened. They knocked themselves out of the queue here. Let's see if we can bring them on. 4843. Yeah, caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good afternoon. It's Eddie from the Carolinas.
Hi, Eddie.
Hi, Eddie.
Oh, great.
Greetings, Dax. Greetings, Doc Rose. I wanted to ask about those chants, you know, like the Hindu chant and just like the one going back to I guess that's Japanese, Gohanza, Nam-myoho Renge Kyo.
Yes, I've heard about that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've been listening to one on YouTube. It's a Hindu chant, and it says, Om Shreem Reem Shreem, Kamali Kamalale, Prasida Prasida. I never thought about this, but since you was talking about translating things back to English, do you have any idea where I could basically find something that would possibly translate like that, like on Google or whatever? That's the answer, Google, of course. Okay.
Wait a minute. What do you mean? I'm sorry. What do you mean by translating to English? You mean in terms of what the breakdown of the mantra is?
Yeah, or what the what those words basically mean, you know?
Well, I'm not sure about the one that you, what is it said, that you've been chanting or you're interested in. I have only heard of part of that mantra. But typically, I mean, you could always Google something to see what pops up. If you're looking for information that's going to be, I would say, more tuned to Westerners, Thomas Ashley Farron's books are one of the ways to go, because he was an American Vedic priest. In other words, he was a U.S., you know, person, grew up in the U.S., and he was trained by a Vedic master or a guru in the East, of course. But his writing is very clear and understandable so for a Western audience. So I would recommend any of his books, and they're older too, so they're not as expensive. You can even get I think there are ebook versions and whatnot now. They didn't have it for quite a while, but I think recently the Healing Mantras, you can find that. So you can get that for really cheap, you know, his books. The other, you know, Dr. Bhaskaran Pillai does a lot of YouTube videos. He doesn't talk about every single mantra, but he does talk a lot of different mantras. The Om Saravana Bhava is one that he does talk about, and also the archetype Mudiga. So you can go to YouTube to the Pillai Center, P-I-L-L-A-I Center, and you can do a search for his videos on particular mantras. But But again, the one that you're talking about, like you said, is more Japanese oriented. So Dr. Pillai usually is coming from the, he usually talks about the ones from India in particular. So I don't know if he's ever talking about Om Yoho Ning. You know, I forgot the, you know what I mean though. But
I don't know if he's ever talked about that.
It's possible, but I haven't seen him, you know, refer to that in particular. But yeah, you can definitely, you know, I would say Google the information. But like I said, the Thomas Ashley Farrand is really great at writing about mantras in a way that a Western audience can understand it. That's what I like about his writings in particular. Yeah, yeah.
Awesome. All right, I appreciate you. All right, Celestial Dax, pull me a card for abundance and success, please.
See, abundance and success. Okay, so the Seven of Pentacles pops up. Persistence. It was actually the card of the day on yesterday. Was the card of the day actually?
Cool.
And it's a card about removing obstacles and weeding and assessment. So right now the message from the universe is, okay, what you want to do, Eddie, is take a step back from everything, reassess everything, and then get back in there and have persistence and patience. Those are two of the hallmarks of the Seven of Pentacles is having persistence and patience, and that will bring the abundance. Hope that helped out.
Definitely.
Thanks for the call, Eddie. That was great.
Hey, thank you guys, and you guys have a nice weekend. I appreciate you both and all that you do.
You too. You too. You take care.
Yep. Blessings, and enjoy the rest of your weekend there. Here we are at the end of the show. It was another great one. Wow, you put a lot into that. There's a mantra for that because, wow, that was a lot of great information there.
Thanks. It just came to me.
Awesome.
See, I was just thinking about it last night. I was like, this is what I want to say. Let me talk about this.
And, and you were just talking with Eddie about the breakdown. And if you go over to our either of our groups, like the Tarot Guild group or the Psychic Talk Radio group on Facebook, there's an image with the breakdown and the mantra, and then there's an audio recording link as well.
Mm.
And I'm going to see if I can finagle some way to add that to our show post. So if you're listening to this in archive, you know, you're on the replay blog post for this. You know, I'm going to have the links right there for you if you're listening in the future, talking to you folks in the future.
In the future. Cool. That's
great. Yeah. Well, thanks to all our listeners and callers, and thanks for being here, Rose.
Yeah, this was wonderful. And thanks for being here, Dax. This is great. And thank you to our callers and listeners and all of those who are listening to us on the replay.
Right, right. Two things to remember. Don't forget the April specials at the Tarot Guild go away today. Well, tonight at midnight. They go away, and so you want to take advantage of those. If you're a professional reader, there's a special for you. And if you're new to tarot, want to enroll in our course, there's a special for you. And they're right there on the main page. You'll see the banners. Click on the banners at thetarotguild.com and take advantage of the April special while it's still going. And don't forget to tune in tomorrow for There's a Rock for That. You know, I don't think we've ever covered telekinesis, so this is going to be a fascinating show. And that healer quartz, yeah, I can't wait to hear about that as well. That's tomorrow with Mary Brown on There's a Rock for That. All right, bye, everybody. Goodbye, Dr. Rose.
Bye, Dax. Bye, everybody. Have a wonderful week.
See you next Friday.